Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I am excited. This is our very, very, very first evening Coach LaLisa Show, and don't ask me why it took us so long to get here. Well, you know, it's just like fine wine. You know, sometimes you just got to get better with time. So as time has gone on, it has allowed us to bring our wonderful morning show now to the evening. You know, over the past 3 years that we've been on in the morning doing the Coach LaLisa Show, many of you have said that you wanted something that you could do also in the evening, that you wanted to listen to the same great programming that we've been having in the morning. And let me just make sure I can go on and open up that chat room as well, because we know that some people are not able to call in via their telephones. And so we know some people are still having issues with their phone lines, especially in various parts of the country. It can end up being very costly. But I tell you, we got the chat room is open. So tell your friends, tell your people to come on in. Coach LaLisa is on the air. And I just want to welcome my dear, dear, dear sister friend, Patricia Martin, wonderful pastor-elect right here in the house. Come on, y'all. Pastor-elect Patricia Martin. Woo! And those of you who are also going to tune in and listen by archive, and, you know, I know it's going to take people a minute to realize that we're here, and but as soon as it catches on, I believe that it is going to be hot, 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 definitely, definitely one of the hottest shows going down in the evening across the airwaves. You know, the technology is so powerful today. It really, I'm telling you, if you're not on board, you know, you're going to always be playing catch-up. when it comes to technology today. It's not like it was 30, 40 years ago where you could possibly get out ahead of technology. That is not possible today, so don't even try it. Don't you just wear yourself out. It doesn't make sense. There's no reason to do it. All you can do is just catch up. When you learn of something, just catch up and begin to use it. Now, one of the things that we're doing is we're going to be reaching people around the world and all those who are very, very near. So, again, tonight, this is our very, very first episode. This is the first week of a new year, 2012. I wanted to do something so different and so new in 2012. Now, I know this isn't new for some people, but to be on in the evening like this is new, and I'm excited because on Wednesday nights I teach. I will be able to let my students know that they can tune in to the Coach LaLisa show on Thursday nights, and for most of the students, they will be home by then, and they should even have their homework done. But we are here to do the same thing that we were doing before. That's to empower you, to motivate you, to coach you, to train you, to support you, to encourage you, to empower you to live your most powerful life that you can live. You know, just think about that. Think about that. What is the most powerful life that you can live? And, you know, that is something that you want to give a considerable amount of time and thought to, because you're so full of power. You know, most of you have more power. You know, just grab your pinky finger. Just grab that little thing. You know, it's so tiny, right, the little pinky. Just grab your pinky and just grab the tip of your pinky. You know what I mean? And most of you have more power in your pinky than you could get in decades of like 100,000 people's lives. You are powerful within way beyond measure. And talking about this power is one of the keys to releasing it. Releasing your power is your job. That's your job. That's your duty. That's your right. It's your obligation. It's your responsibility. And God himself, your maker, your creator, is going to hold you accountable. He purposely established me in the earth to tell you that you are going to be held accountable for the power that he has put within you. Now, don't worry. You don't have to go about it recklessly and waste it, though you can if you like a lot of us like me. Listen, I've wasted more power than a lot of people probably will ever think about using. But the beautiful thing about power, one thing I learned about power, and I've taken my definition of it from like the definition that they give you in physics classes about energy. It's one thing, when you take physics, one of the things you will learn about is energy, and even probably in a chemistry class. See, you know, when I was in high school, I hated school. I thought that education was just for idiots. And that, you know, school was just stupid and teachers were, you know, just as bad. But I learned over time that that's a lot of smart things that are being taught in school. And so in these classes that, you know, we were supposed to be paying attention in, chemistry, biology, physics, all of these things are taught to, like, little kindergartners. They call it life science and they have all the nice, wonderful names for it. But all these principles, life-transforming principles, are taught to us in elementary school. There's a man who wrote this book or something, or an essay, that says, everything I need to know I learned, you know, in kindergarten. And it's really true. But one of the things about power that I liken from the definition of energy that we're taught in our physics and our chemistry and our biology classes is that power or energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Yeah, that's right. Power or energy can neither be created, nor can it be destroyed. Now, I want that to resonate with you for a while. I want you to think about that for a moment, because what I have to say next is so important and so critical to the next level of your life that I need to take my time with this. And it's one thing I'm going to really love about this, the evening show, is that we don't have to rush off and go to work. As the morning show, sometimes I feel rushed that I have to go. But the beautiful thing about the evening show, that will be absent. That will be absent. We take that away. There's no rushing off. There's nowhere to rush off to. There's nowhere to go. And so, with that being said, with this challenge of energy, the fact that energy, like power, one and the same, your energy, your power. Okay, in other words, when you lack energy, you tap into what? The power source. So that's what I'm saying. They're one and the same, energy, power. Energy, it cannot be created, nor can it be destroyed. You can't go anywhere and buy energy. Sure, you can buy an energy drink, and yes, you can go and, you know, purchase some energy pills, but it's all psychological. Right? And you cannot create energy. Okay? And this is very important. And if we're going to start this year 2012 off in the right direction, if we're going to truly become the success that God intends for us to be, and I'm talking about, when I say success, I'm talking about living a life that is on purpose, living a life that is full of passion and potential, living a life that just exudes happiness and fulfillment. That's what I'm talking about. If we're going to truly, truly be that and live that, okay, then what needs to happen? And at the break, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a little break and I'm going to play a nice song for you, and we're going to come back and we're going to finish our discussion. But one thing that is for sure is that, and then after the break, I'm going to do some taping. I'm going to be taping part of the show, and I welcome your call if you want to call in, if you have a question. But if you're going to go to the very, very next level in your life, as I'm sure many of you want to do, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to the next level in their life? Am I right? Am I right? Yes. Okay. I thought so. And welcome. Just want to welcome our guests in the chat room. Also, again, want to welcome those of you who are on the switchboard. But if you want to go to your next level in your life, what you want to do is, and I'm trying to find this really, really nice song that we can listen to, a really motivational and empowerment song to give us some power. If you're going to do this, okay, we really need to understand where we get our energy from. So since it's not created, and since it's not, it cannot be destroyed. See, that's why you can tear people down and they just get right back up. That's why individuals can be beaten to a pulp, but they get right back up. That's why someone can go off to prison and do 30 years, 25 years, 18 years, and what have you, and go through some of the most hellish situations in life and still, you know, come out not even smelling like smoke, is because of this very thing that I'm talking about as it relates to power, energy. Again, I'm going to operationalize the definition for you. When I say power, I'm talking about your energy, your power, your ability. Your ability. See, we have abilities, okay? We have our talents, our skills, our abilities, and our gifts. But God has made each and every one of us able to do something. Some of us are able to do things that others are not able to do. For instance, I can play tennis. No doubt, I love tennis. I know how the game plays. I know that there are sets, and you got to have matches, and, you know, then there's set match and what have you. But what I cannot do is I do not have the ability to play tennis like the Williams sisters, though I am a part of a Williams sister, but I don't have that ability. You know, neither do I have the ability to sing like Jennifer Hudson. So it's important to recognize, though, however, I personally, like you, you have an ability that is as powerful as her singing ability or somebody or someone else's ability. You have power that is that powerful, right? But where is it? How do you tap into it? You know, that's what we want to talk about. How do you tap into it? How do you tap into that? How do you get to the place where that energy that we're talking about that cannot be created? It cannot be destroyed. So what happens? How do we get this energy? How do we get more of it then? If it can't be created, if it can't be destroyed, then how do you get the energy to tap into your inner ability? How do you find the wisdom? How do you find the wisdom? See, you know, people mistake or misunderstand wisdom. Uh-huh. And that's also critical to our success. See, a lot of people can get, he says, in all you're getting, get an understanding. And he says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And that, you know, wisdom, he said, we should seek after it like it's gold. You know, we should seek after wisdom. And between, you know, power and wisdom, you know, those two things alone can really elevate you to where you need to go. Or be a catalyst for where you need to go. Okay, so here's where you want to set yourself up for what it is that you need to do. You want to set yourself up for what it is that you need to do. Now, again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music. I'm going to find a song, a motivational song. On the radio now, there's lots of songs that I like that, you know, I could definitely play. And this one I think should be a good one. And this one should be, you know, one of my favorites, of course, is the opening song for the show. And it says, you know, it's the opening song for the show. I'm not going to play that. But I would like to find one that I can play in lieu of that one. Okay, so here, stay tuned and listen to this song, and I think you'll like it. And remember that this is what we're in right now. This is what you're about to walk into. If you haven't gotten there yet, this is where you're about to walk. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to set up some other things, and then I'm going to come back shortly. So enjoy.
Come on.
Okay, all right. We are back. Thank you for staying tuned while we were enjoying some sounds. That was the sounds from a singing group that Chic. For those of you who, if you're not familiar with that group, that back in the day, way back in the day, it was actually a number one hit in 1979. So we're going to come back with you, or come back to you with another powerful hit. Not right now, but for those of you, if you think you know what that hit song is, please call me, and let me know. So we're just going to do some different things. We're going to do some awesome things here. But now what I'm going to do is we're going to continue with our show. So now, for those of you, if this is your absolute first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, and if you're tuning in because it's on at night and you don't have to deal with work or traveling to work or other challenges, please let us know on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and let us know that you were able to tune in for the first time. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Or right here on Facebook, you can open, you know, right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can open your own account. Did you know that? And with your own account, you can chat in the chat room. You can make comments. You can ask questions. You can leave comments on the home page. Well, we're going to be introducing all kinds of people to Blog Talk Radio. And if my colleague and teacher friend is also tuned in to the show, good evening, and welcome, and a special shout-out to you also, Professor Foster, down at Essex County College. And by the way, just a shout-out to all the adjunct professors at Essex County College, the ones that I saw tonight in our meeting. Let's get started. We got a new semester coming, so we're excited about that. But our topic tonight, we're talking about that inner power, that power that gives you the ability to live a life that's truly satisfying. It's a life that's rewarding. It's a life that is fulfilling. It's a life where you're able to give, you know, from yourself, give to others so that others can achieve their greatness. And it kind of goes like circular. So you're giving, and then you're giving to others, and they're achieving, and then they're giving, and they're giving to others, and those people are achieving, and then they're giving, and then they're giving to others. And, you know, it's like somebody was saying today that it was 6 degrees of separation. And someone said, that's about down to zero now. Because of the internet and cloud computing and all these things, we're all touching everybody everywhere all over the place. But more serious, back to this, the power is within you. But we said power can't be. It can't be created, nor can it be destroyed. Energy, and we learned this in physics class. Some of you learned it in chemistry class. Some of you learned it in maybe in biology class. But again, a lot of the stuff we learned when we were very, very young, in kindergarten, first, second, third grade. Well, some of us, we were slow learners, so we learned it late. But there's so many, 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 many important endeavors, and so that's why we have to get the energy going. We have to get the power going. So since it can't be created, it cannot be destroyed, so how do we tap into our energy source, our power source, the power that is within us? And it's there, regardless of who we are, regardless of our race, creed, or color, regardless of our background, regardless of where we grew up at, where we were raised, who we were raised by. All of those things are really not all that important. Really not. They're good. They're nice. They're a way for us to be familiar with one another, and it's a way to learn and to, you know, get familiar with our environment and our surroundings. But they're really not all that important as it relates to the power that lies within you. See, there's no excuse that we can make for why we're not being a success in life. You can't say that, well, he's a success because he had this kind of background, or he had this kind of upbringing, or he had this level of education, or she had that level of financial support. because we have tons of statistics and examples of people who were, I mean, they were at the bottom of the bottle, talking about abject poverty, just the most impoverished person in the world. They have great success now, great finances, great prosperity. And then there were individuals who were born with the quote-unquote silver spoon, who are living like paupers today, who have nothing, who may even be homeless, may be living in a homeless shelter. So it's really not about a lot of the external things that we may have come accustomed to believing. So because of our beliefs, and these are then our beliefs help us to build our habits, and then our habits help us to block our road, our path to real success. So we're here. We want to be here. We want to unlock this door for you, unlock this path. And I'm telling you, when I tell you this, I've made it sort of a cliffhanger because I've been talking about it. I've been talking about it since I started the show. And I've been talking about this ability, this power that because of it, okay, you can do great things, great, great, great things. Now, let's talk about it then. So let's talk about this power. What is it that happens to it that allows us to go from high school dropout to college graduate, from homeless to homeowner, from a person who were in all the worst relationships, abusive relationships, to then end up in a beautiful and loving and secure relationship? So what is happening? What is it about this power? Well, I'm going to give it to you now because we have about what? Oh, it looks like we have, we still have some time, some time on the show, but I want to kind of get into a discussion and then take some of your questions about it. And so what it is, it can't be created, it cannot be destroyed. So what then can we do with this power and how do you get it? Well, this power can only be, well, okay, let me see. I'm going to, you know what? We're going to take another break, but not right this second. But I'm going to share this with you. And then once I share it, then we're going to discuss it, and then we're going to take another break. And then when we come back, I really want to hear from you. I want you to call in. So I'm going to give you the number now. Make sure you write it down. And that number is area code 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And you'll be calling right into the Coach Lalisa Show. Hit your number one key, and that way I'll know that you actually want to make a comment. If you have your hand up now, don't go away. I'll be coming to you in just a moment. But this power that we were talking about, it cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed, just like energy. No one can tell you that I can destroy you. No, you can't. You can destroy possibly hurt my feelings. You could possibly crush my feelings and these kinds of things, but you cannot destroy my power because power, real power, can neither be created nor can be destroyed. And, people say, oh, I made this person. Well, no, not really. You may have given the person some clothing. You may have given them some food to eat. You may have shared some knowledge with them. But just because you share knowledge with someone does not guarantee that person's success. There are a lot of people who have left the earth very unsuccessful, but yet they had all the knowledge in the world. There were individuals who practiced gaining knowledge, but they never did much with it. So you can't just go by the fact that the person had knowledge, though we know that people shall perish without knowledge. You're certainly in trouble. But even those people who seem like they had knowledge, some of them didn't become a success in life because it was then left up to what they did with that knowledge. But this power that we're talking about, now I've got to give it away now because I've been talking about it now for about a good 35 minutes. What makes this power so powerful is that it can't be created. We said that. It cannot be destroyed. We said that. So what is it? Well, I've got to let it out now. It can only be transformed. That's T-R-A-N-S-F-O-R-M-E-D, transformed. can only transform this power. So I can transform the power from his spirit to my spirit. I can transform the power that I get from reading the Word of God. I can transform this power by eating the right foods, and I am taking in nutrients for my body. Now I can transform those nutrients, much like what manufacturers do. They may take raw materials, such as metal and coal and diamonds and other raw materials, grains, this is in the food industry, and they take it and they transform it, and now they can output some product. So you can't have a product without first some raw materials. And they can be transformed into something new. Likewise, the Bible tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. And so we are made new through this power of transformation. See, that's why when I think it was Nicodemus was talking to Jesus and he was saying, well, can we go back in our mother's womb? See, no. We don't have to, but we can be transformed into something new and made something new. So when you look at your life, look at your life, look at all the areas of your life, your health, your education, your finances, your love, your happiness. You know, if you're single and you're looking to be married, if you're married, looking to be single, I know there's a few of those too. But, you know, I'm not promoting that. I'm just stating what is. So if you're looking for a job and you don't have one, or you don't have one and you're looking to get one, or you have one, you're looking to get rid of it, whatever it is, you want to start a business, you don't want to start a business, you want to get out of business, then look at and transform what you have, where you are, where it is that you want to go. You got this word transfer. You got to hear more about this word transformation coming from me anyway. And like last year, when we went into 2011, we did the retreat down at the Wyndham Hotel. And going into the new year, the word that the Lord gave me was connect. And that was the word he gave me, and that was the word that resonated with me all throughout 2011. And those of you who were at the conference, you heard me give that out. And if you didn't hear, I can replay the tape for those of we did tape. So I have a piece of that at the end. But I stated that was the word the Lord gave me. And so I'm like, okay, God, what word are you giving me for 2012? And the word that God has given me for 2012 is transformation power, the power to transform. That's what he's giving me this year. The word is transformed. So what are we transforming? We're transforming our lives. And what is it about our lives that we're transforming? And we're transforming the power that God has put within us. That God has put within you, he's put within me. Remember, this power cannot be destroyed, it cannot be created, it can only be transformed. So let's just say we had a bunch of things that happened to us. Like, for instance, when I was molested as a child. And so there was a lot of negative guilt and shame associated with that. Obviously, I had kept it a secret all those years. And, you know, so what happened was that God showed me how to transform those negative feelings. And so this is what we're going to be teaching people all throughout the year, how to transform your lives, how to transform your mess into a huge success, how to transform your disaster into your destiny, how to transform your broke status. You may be broke, you may have no money, but we're going to be teaching people how to transform that into something great, into something wonderful and something awesome. So with that being said, like I said, I want to connect with you. I want you to call in the number 347-945-7991. I'm going to see if you have any comments, and we're going to come back, and now we're going to go to another song. I want you to listen to this song while we take a little break, and we will be back. Do not go away. Thank you. Thank you for staying tuned, and we are back now. I want to take your call, so do call in. We are looking for you to call in. We hope that you call in. Well, we are still here taping the Coach LaLisa Show. Again, this is our very, very first evening show, and we're taping it live right here in our home studio. But we are excited to be on this Thursday night, the very, very first Thursday of the year. We're here. We're talking about that power that is within you. I mean, what better topic to start the year off right than talk about the power? You know, you got to recognize what's inside of you. And you need to do it early. The earlier in life that you can recognize your power to achieve greatness, to overcome setbacks, to handle every challenge that life will bring you. You know, parents, I wish that you could teach these things to your children. You know, I remember going to school as a little girl. I felt so powerless. Oh, my goodness. And I lived in that state until I was well in my 30s. And that's just not right. When God, he says, when he created us, he said, I've created you in my image and after my likeness. So we were created full of power. And it's so sad that some parents are afraid to teach their children how powerful they are, yet other parents are very open about their children's power. And so oftentimes we'll see those children great success in life. There's another word that I believe they use in the educational system. That's a word called efficacy. And efficacy is a word that teaches people about the power of their inner ability. And, you know, I was talking one time with an educator, and we were discussing this word and the effect that it can have on children. So I said, well, why aren't more children told this while they're very young in school? Well, you know, there's no real answer for that. I mean, why would some teachers not tell students some things? You know, that's a human flaw that I certainly don't have the answer to, and I'm not sure who does. But one thing I do know is that people like myself and some others, we're on a mission. We're on a journey. I'm on a mission. I'm on a journey to empower people for real. That means letting people know, you know, about their power. That's really what real empowerment is about. It's not about me so much giving you anything other than giving you this knowledge of your own power. I mean, what can be better? See, if I just teach you to fish, then you only eat for a day. I'm saying if I give you a fish, rather, you can only eat for one day. But if I can teach you to fish, you can eat for a lifetime. So in other words, if I give you the tools to make you powerful, you're only powerful for a very short time. It's very short-lived. But if I teach you how to tap into your own inner power, you can be powerful not only for your lifetime, but generations to come. And that's where I want to focus. That's the center. That's the heart of my passion, of my teaching, my the experience. If there's any experience that you can get from what I'm doing as Coach LaLisa, it would be that you can tap into your power so that you can achieve the great things. And so now what I want to do, I definitely want to get to your calls. And so I want you to pick up the phone, dial 347-945-7991. If you're in the chat room, you know, you just pick up that phone and you call. You call. I want to hear from you. If you're on the lines, hit your number one key, because I don't want to open up your phone lines if you can't talk or if you have something going on in the background. But I also want to, while you're thinking about it, while you're deliberating, whether you should pick up and call, and just certainly want to say welcome to our guests in the chat room. Hey, Kiva, God bless you, my sister. Happy New Year's again to you. But if you are, if you're able to call in, great, so we can talk about this power that is within you. But I also want to give a shout out to Pastor Francine. She is all the way down in Virginia. So definitely want to give a shout out to her and all the wonderful things. Pastor Francine Humphrey, God bless you. Awesome woman of God. And Minister, Pastor-elect Patricia Martin, God bless you. Sister Kiva, God bless you. And for those of you who are who will listen in the chat room, or you will listen later to the archives, and you hear us here, and we're talking about the power, this power that is within us. And I have shared with you that it cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. That's why no one can destroy you. People cannot just, they can hurt you, they can take your finances, they can take your material things, but they cannot destroy you, because you, the real you, is a result of the power that God has put inside of you. So even if you have been abused, if you've had traumatic experiences, you know, that's why you see people who have been in very traumatic car accidents, plane accidents, have had debilitating illnesses, but they didn't give up. What did they not give up on? They did not give up on their inner power. And so when we let that inner power out, and how do we do that? Mostly it has to be done in the face of fear. You know, fear will try to keep us in bondage to our past. Yeah, fear tries to keep you in bondage to old habits, old beliefs, and some of these beliefs are not really even worth having. You know, we believe that, you know, all men are dogs, or a man might believe that, you know, all women that work outside the home are this, this, and that. And, you know, there's all kinds of beliefs out there. Some people believe that, you know, if you do this, if you do that. And so, but here's where you want to move past that. You got to move past the beliefs. You know, some people believe and they fear that, you know, a woman shouldn't do this, or a woman's place is in the here, or a man's place, or a man. But if you can ever just tap into your pure power, you know, transform everything that's ever happened to you into something. Now, here's the key. Here's the kicker. So then you're transforming, transpreneurs, you know, transformingpreneurs. What is a transformingpreneur? Well, it's an entrepreneur who transforms what? Transforms you. How do you transform yourself? Well, that's where we want you to get the book. We want to help you. We want to help you transform into this. And I'm not the only person wanting to help. Kiva wants to help, and Pat wants to help, and Valerie and Lady Flag and so many other people, and Pastor Rebecca. And here's where we have to be okay and understand and recognize that, you know, there are other people who also want to do what we want to do. You know, God didn't just call one of us. One of us wouldn't want to do it anyway. It's too much work for one person. You wouldn't have a life. Did you not have one now? Well, you really wouldn't have one if you had to do all the work by yourself. So, but we want to transform. We want to use this power. And so, since power can't be created, can't be destroyed, it can only be transformed, you want to transform yourself. What does that mean? You want to take everything that is negative and you want to transform that into something beautiful, something meaningful, something worthwhile, something worth having. It's like my mother, when I was young, you know, say 5, 10, 12, 15, all those ages, my mother used to, you know, be out and about on her way home from work, on her way home from here, there, wherever. And she would see a piece of wood, or she would see an old vase or an old dresser, whatever it was. My mother would bring these items home, okay? She would stop her car, she would get out, and she would get it. And she would come home, and she would transform it into something beautiful, something special, something different. And so maybe that's where I picked up a lot of this stuff from. But you can do this to your life, and maybe that's where I learned that these are things that you can do to your life as well. And certainly, If you, oh no, I'm so sorry, Green Beasley, that you've been accused of that. So as long as you're not one, we don't have to worry about people who accuse us of these things. You know, you just keep plugging away. But my mother would do that, and I believe that that's what we have to do to our lives. Take these areas of our lives, the painful, the shameful, the hurtful, the areas of our lives, and don't just try to sweep it under the rug and, you know, act like it never happened and pretend it never was and pretend that it'll go away and all of these things, we'll get over it and all that. But let's take this power that God has given us and let's transform our lives. Transform it into something better, something beautiful, something worthwhile, something elegant, something delicious, something special. We can transform. I think that's so again, my word for 2012 is transform. So when I look at people, I'm looking at you as a transformation. If I talk to a person who is addicted to drugs, I'm going to look at that person with an eye now of a transformed life. I'm not going to just look at the fact that they're addicted to drugs or alcohol. I'm going to see them as a transformed life. If I meet someone who's broke, has no money, I'm not going to look at them as, you know, you're broke, you don't have any money, there's nothing you can do. No. I'm going to look at them with this view of transformation. And so we're going to be talking here on Thursday nights and some other things that we'll be doing. We're going to be talking about this power of transformation, the power to transform something foolish. You know, some of us, boy, I don't know about you, but some of us, boy, we did some foolish stuff. Just let's face it. And some of us are still doing foolish things. But instead of being embarrassed, being shameful, we're going to get into the transforming mode. Now, here's the thing about transformation. It is work. It does involve work. Again, if you were to take a piece of coal and you want to transform that into a diamond, it takes work. If you want to take an old piece of metal and you want to transform it into some beautiful object, it takes work. If you want to take, you know, parts of metal and steel and plastic and transform that into a beautiful Mercedes-Benz, it takes work. And as a matter of fact, it takes a lot of work, and we have to pay these people a lot of money to transform those cars. We need engineers, you need mechanics, you need, you know, all kinds of people to transform something. And so, but God has equipped you to transform your life. Yeah, he did. He equipped you to transform your life. But not only that, is that when you transform your life, you automatically transform others. It's a given. It's automatic. Okay? So I want you to think about that. Start transforming just little pieces, little pieces of your past that you didn't, that you couldn't get, you know, get rid of, that you could not shake, things that have happened to you that you just couldn't get over that. You know how we have these things that that are easy for us to get over? And then there's those things that are hard for us to get over. Well, those things that are hard for you to get over, I want you to take those things and I want you to transform them into something beautiful, something delightful, something positive, something special, something great, you know, all those adjectives that are wonderful. I want you to transform that problem, that situation, that tragedy, that hard time, that bad feeling, that, you know, situation that should have never happened. I know those people should have never treated you like that. They should have never done that to you. You're so precious. No. You know, but now that it did happen, after you've cried and had your pity party, you invited everybody in the neighborhood, invited everybody in the community, invited everybody in the state, invited everybody in the country, now you've tapped into the universe. Now that you've done that, now let's transform that life. Let's transform it into something, what? beautiful, special, delightful, powerful. Right? Because no matter what has happened to you, you have the power to transform that thing into something beautiful. Again, it's about inputs and outputs. The input might have been abuse, neglect, mistreatment, poor treatment. That might be the input. But before it gets to the output, you have an opportunity to transform it. And that's what we want to that's where we want to go. That's what we want to be about, the power of transformation. So come back next Thursday night, same time, 9 p.m. We're going to be here, you know, every Tuesday morning. We're here on Blog Talk Radio with, we have Mr. Author, Publisher Terry Benjamin. He is the author of Sexy at 60 and other books. But that's his latest book, his latest work. It's his movie that he's working on where he's interviewing people who are, you know, 60 and over, who don't look it, so to speak, and they don't act it, and they're living these very, very full lives. You know, his theme is healthy aging and lifelong learning. And I'm so glad that he's doing this right now when I'm becoming one of those aging persons. I got my AARP card in the mail, and I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to use it because, hey, I got it. Why not use it? Why not save 10% at the IHOP or other places that, you know, we're able to get those discounts? Why leave that, as they would say in sales, why leave that money on the table? I live to be this old, so, hey, I'm happy. But we'll be back next Thursday night. If you enjoyed the show, please, great, we're happy. If you enjoyed the show, hey, we're happy. If there's something about the show you don't enjoy, hey, please, let it be known. Hey, we don't have anything to lose at this point. But so you're going to have a wonderful, special week. You're going to have the weekend. Oh, my God, the weekend is coming. Some great things are happening. Again, I want to give a shout-out to all of our Facebook friends and partners on Facebook. So many of you, you know, Kiva and Elaine Haskins and so many others. And we hopefully, because we're on 9 o'clock on Thursday night, I hope this is not a conflict with anyone else's, any of my friends, any of their shows. If so, we will adjust. I'm into transforming. That's my new thing for this year, transformation. Let's just transform this whole thing. This year, we're not getting stuck anywhere. We're not getting stuck in old attitudes. We're not getting stuck in old feelings. And we're not getting stuck anywhere, y'all. We're transforming everything. For what? For the better, for the good, make it more special, make it more beautiful. Transportation. Well, that's all we have time for. Next time, hopefully you'll get a chance to call in. We'll get a chance to hear from some of you. I am going to put this on the internet because I was actually taping this show, and I think we're going to do that throughout the evening shows anyway. We will tape them, and so people will actually be able to not only hear, but they'll be able to watch as we tape right here from our studio and as we invite people over. Yeah. On the show, we will sit here and tape right here, and some days we'll tape from other places. We already have a few places in mind that we want to also do some taping. So that's the beautiful thing about this, and I just hope that you will tap into that power. I hope that you'll release it. I hope that you will realize that you can transform every single thing about your life into something beautiful, great, powerful, wonderful, no matter how messed up it was. Well, thanks for tuning in to the first episode of the Thursday Night Coach LaLisa Show, and we will see you back here Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Be blessed. We're out. That's it.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.